Hey guys, I'm back with a new episode as promised, and this episode I wanted to talk about something that is relatable to me and I'm pretty sure can relate to others when it comes to the medical industry. And it's important, you know, that we put our health before anything, because health is wealth. And it's important that we go to our doctor's appointments, you know, to check on our bodies and making sure that everything is functioning properly. When you feel sick, you know, listen to your body, because a lot of times our bodies are in need of rest. And that's why, you know, many times we get sick easily, or, you know, we get sick from lack of sleep, because lack of sleep is also, you know, an issue too, you know, because sleep is important. And there's many reasons why health can be affected, from genetics, you know, from our daily habits, if we're not doing things, living a healthy lifestyle. And I know I'm not a doctor, but I get sick pretty easily. Thank the Lord I haven't gotten sick recently. But, you know, if you follow me in my podcast, you know that I had COVID twice, when it first came out, and then I caught it the second round when it came out. And the first time, I didn't get as sick as the second time, but I definitely got sick the second time. I was out of work for almost a month with COVID, and it wasn't a pleasant experience because I wasn't able to spend the holidays with my family and loved ones, and it was just basically a wake-up call. And my best friend always tells me, I'm always the person that's like, oh, everything happens for a reason, and I'm definitely still that way. You know, every time I get sick, or every time some slight inconvenience happens in my life, I always feels like it was meant to happen, for me to slow down, for me to recharge, refocus, you know, reevaluate my life and get back on track. Because a lot of times we're just going, and we're not taking time to prioritize our health and our wellness. Our mental health is a part of health as well. I know many times, especially in the African American community, mental health, you know, is starting to become a trend, but it sometimes I don't feel like it's taken as seriously as it should be, because mental health is definitely a health issue. And if you aren't feeling mentally capable of performing your daily, you know, activities or anything that you need to do, then you need to take the time out to figure out what's wrong, what can you do differently, take time out to rest, take time out to relax, and do what needs to be done in order for you to get back into alignment and recharge. And I am pro mental health. I'm a mental health advocate for sure. And anytime, you know, someone is telling me, you know, I just haven't been feeling like myself, and I feel mentally drained, and I just have a lot going on, and I just feel like I can't give, you know, to others because I don't feel like I'm giving to myself. And I can totally relate to that, because there's plenty of times where I have to take mental health days pretty frequently, and more now than before, because like I said before, I didn't used to prioritize my mental health. A lot of times I'll just keep going and going and going till I reached a breaking point where I have like mental breakdowns, and that's not good. You know, you should be able to have some type of balance in your life where you don't have to have those mental breakdowns. But those things also happen for us to really take the time out to get out our feelings. If we need to cry, if we need to vent, if we need to journal, if we need to talk to someone, it's important that we prioritize our mental health. And I always say, like, follow my intuition, follow your gut, follow what your heart, follow what your mind tells you to do, because a lot of times we are giving and giving and giving and not receiving and not getting reciprocated energies back into our lives. And that can, you know, eventually become a downfall for you, because when you're constantly trying to give, and you're not there, all the way there, and you're feeling everything you're feeling, it's hard and it'll take a toll on you because you can't pour from an empty cup. And when you're not feeling like yourself, it's important you feel like yourself, because a lot of people are rooting for you. And this is me speaking to myself as well, because, you know, a lot of, I'm the person that everyone goes to for advice. I'm the person that can solve any situation. I'm the person that causes balance in chaotic situations, especially in the workplace. And people look for me as their leader because I am a manager to, you know, fix things and to make things go smoother and to just be present and offer that positive light when things aren't so positive and pleasant. And it's hard to be positive when you don't feel positive. And if you're not feeling positive, that's because you're typically off balance. And to get back on balance, you have to take the time out to yourself, to meditate, to pray, to practice self-care, you know, to check on your health and mental health, your well-being, in order for you to be able to serve your purpose to the world. And a lot of times there are simple things we can do for ourselves that doesn't require us to spend a lot of money. And that goes into me talking about like the medical industry and how it's a scam sometimes, because I know a lot of times my experience be like, I feel sick and I go to the doctors because sometimes I have, I'm a hypochondriac, so I can think that I am dying and I just have a bad headache. I could just be dehydrated. You can't tell me I'm not about to pass out on the floor, honey, because I'm just so like, you know. But when that happens sometimes, when I feel like it could be more, you know, it is the proper thing to just check medically to see, you know, go visit a doctor and make sure that everything is okay. But a lot of times in that case where, you know, I go to the doctor to check on my health and to make sure everything's okay, a lot of times I feel like their doctors don't do anything and then they charge you $250 bill and you feel like, okay, why did I even come here? And that has happened to me plenty of times where, you know, I've gone to urgent care or I've gone to just my regular doctor's visits. And if it's anything outside of like, you know, your regular, you know, because most insurances covers, you know, yearly checkups, yearly GYN visits, those come free. But then anything outside of that, so say if you got blood taken or if you get tested for any health, any like, you know, if you get any vaccines or if you just get tested for STDs or if anything from the GYN to your regular primary care doctor that requires testing or anything outside of what you came there for just a checkup, like your yearly routine, your physical exams, they'll charge you. So I try to really like prioritize my health as much as I can. You know, I'm not the healthiest person in the world, but I'm way healthier than I used to be. You know, I'm more cautious about the things I'm putting into my body, having balance with that, making sure I'm intaking enough water each day, intaking enough fruits and vegetables each day. I try, you know, I'm not perfect, but I've gotten way better, especially with coming to health coach that had transformed my life drastically with my eating habits and just my habits and everything that I allowed into my life. Because it's not only just food, you know, that could create unhealthy habits in your life. It's the people you allow into your life that could be unhealthy. It's your job that can be unhealthy. It could be unhealthy living situations that all contribute to mental health issues. Like, it's not just health is not just eating right and exercising. Health is everything, you know. It's everything that requires us to be balanced and in alignment. So going back to doctor's visits, that's important. They always say, you know, make sure you go get checked, make sure you go to your doctor's visits, make sure you prioritize your health. But then I feel like the health industry is so hypocritical and so expensive. So it's like, I'm spending money and time to go make sure that I'm okay. And it's kind of like the doctors, I feel like, are becoming more lazier. They're basically, it's like you're diagnosing yourself nowadays, and then they're just charging you a bill, and then you feel like, you know, what did they even do for me? And I remember I had that in my most recent doctor experience, pre-COVID, probably around December, January, I went to the doctors. I was having chronic headaches. The headaches was terrible. And it was just a lot of things going on with me internally. And I know, I knew it had a lot of things related to stress, because there was a lot going on at my work in the different transitions at the time, especially at work. And I knew that. And when you stress, it takes a toll on your health. So you can start feeling drastic changes in your body, and that's because that's the stress response to, you know, that's a response to the stress that you are intaking. Your body starts to act the way it does because of stress. So, you know, the headaches can be from stress. The overeating or undereating could be due to stress. Not sleeping enough, not getting, you know, 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night could lead to stress. There's many different things that lead to stress, and I was just having bad headaches at the time. And my health was really going through a lot at the time overall. So I was just like, you know, it's time for me to just go to the doctor and get a physical. So I went to the doctor. I booked my doctor's appointment online because, you know, now with technology, you can just do everything on your phone. So I booked my visit, and I also mentioned, because they ask you, are there any health concerns you have for the visit or whatever. So I mentioned that, you know, I had really bad headaches and chest pains. So I get to the doctor, and then the doctor was kind of like, well, it's obviously going to be here. What are you here for? Because I seen your notes that you came for a physical. You came for bad headaches and chest pains. But you also said that you're here for a physical. Well, you can't be here for both. It's either or. And I was very confused, because I'm kind of like, well, if I'm here for a physical, wouldn't that kind of be in alignment with headaches and stuff, because you're going to ask me about my health and things in my life and ask me questions, and I'm going to mention the fact that, you know, I've been having bad chest pains and bad headaches, so that kind of is the same thing, this is my yearly physical. So she's like, no, it's different, because the physical, you know, we ask you different types of questions and blah 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 blah. And I was just like, all right, whatever, very confusing to me. So, you know, as my doctor's asking me questions, I was like, okay, so let's just focus on the headaches, because that was what was currently bothering me. So my doctor started asking me, you know, a series of questions and everything, and I'm, you know, telling her or whatever. And then at the end of it all, she, you know, prescribed me these pills that she wanted me to take for the headaches. And then she also was just telling me, you know, these things you can do, you know, to alleviate stress, because it seems like you're just stressed, meditating and stuff. And it was kind of like, that was cool, but I felt like a little bamboozled, because those are things that I know already. And I kind of felt like I'm a life coach being coached by a doctor that's not giving me medical advice. They're giving me life coaching advice, and I'm a life coach, and everything she's telling me I know already. So I basically could have told myself these things like I said prior to the visit, but me thinking, okay, it could be something more, right? So as she's telling me this stuff, I'm just kind of like, well, I didn't want to tell her what I know this stuff already. I'm a life coach. So I was just, you know, listening, being respectful, allowing her to tell me all these things I know about meditating and practicing self-care and having more time to myself and having more of a work-life balance. I know all those things already. It felt good to know that, I guess the positive I took out of that was that, you know, it was reassurance that, I know all these things. But I was just kind of like, wow, I feel like this is a waste of my time. So then I was just kind of like, wow, I honestly think there's more wrong than just the headaches and the chest pains. Like, I think there's something wrong. Like, you know, I told her, like, I had an issue where I almost passed out at work. Like, I've had, you know, anxiety attacks. And, like, I was telling her, like, there's a lot of things that has happened in the past month or so that led me to come to the doctor. So I would like to take blood work. So I ended up taking blood work, and I got my results back pretty soon, maybe a couple of days, because blood work doesn't take that long. But when I left the visit, shortly after, maybe a week or two later, I was billed probably like almost $300. And I was just like, wait, like, what? Like, I was billed $300 and that lady did nothing for me. She basically told me stuff that I could have Googled and charged me $300. The woman didn't even want to do blood work. You know, she didn't even want to really, she didn't even do much, but reassured me things I already knew and charged me for it. And I was like, that's crazy, like, how doctors really charge you. Like, I get it, like, they have to get paid too, they're in the medical industry, but it's at the same time, it's like, charge me for actually doing something. Like, don't charge me to send me home feeling like, what the hell just happened here? Like, and that's exactly how I felt. And I've been feeling that way every time I've gone to the doctor in the past. Like, I go to the doctor and then I get billed and they didn't do anything. And it's just like, what's the point in paying for health insurance that gets taken out of our checks? Or if you don't get it taken out of your checks, you're still paying for it monthly. And then you have to pay co-pays and all this other bull crap. And then you go there, they tell you, give you mediocre advice, and then bill you. And then now you're stuck with medical bills. And it's crazy to me how the medical industry works. Like, I honestly feel like doctor visits should be free. And it's like that in other places, parts of the world. But unfortunately, the United States, as we know, is a scam. And they're about money. They don't care about the people. They're all about money, money, money. And I just feel like it's just plenty of things we can do for ourselves, especially with practicing holistic health and just doing things more naturally. And just like I said, everything she said was accurate, but it wasn't worth $300 worth of information. It was, like I said, it's something that I could have coached myself on. You know, it's something that I could have coached you guys on. And a lot of times it is a life coach we need and not medical advice, because a lot of times it's just habit changes. It's certain things that we need to change within our routine and create better create healthier habits to have better alignment in our lives. It's not something that needs to be medically diagnosed. So that being said, just make sure that, you know, before going to doctor's visits and stuff, you know, you make sure that you consult with someone like a life coach to see if it's something that can be changed with just changing your habits, or if it's something that needs to be medically diagnosed. Because a lot of time people confuse psychiatrists and doctors and life coaches as one, but it's three different industries. And a life coach can't diagnose you medically. You know, that's, we're not licensed in that profession. We're licensed life coaches, health coaches, to create better, healthier habits to get your life back on track. And medical, you know, we can't prescribe you pills and things that you need to take. That's for medical reasons and purposes. So you just have to make sure that you are accurately gaining the information and the knowledge that you need before you get scammed into something that it's not worth your time, money, or effort, you know, because a life coach can do way more for you than you may think. And a lot of times it's not, you know, a doctor's visit that you need. It's just things you need, little changes that you need to make over time that will create long-lasting, healthier habits to create a better functioning, alignment, you know, balanced life for you. And that's why I'm here. And I am a life coach and health coach, and I specialize in creating alignment for women in all aspects of your life, when it comes to health, when it comes to money and career finances, when it comes to love, when it comes to dieting, and all of those things, because all of the things are one. The way you do one thing is the way you do the next thing. And if one thing is off balance in your life, then 10 times out of 10, the other things are off balance in your life. And I am here to create that balance, routines, healthy change in your life so that you can live your life feeling fulfilled to do the things that you need to do and to become a better person, to become a better you. So if this sounds like something that you would be interested in trying out, feel free to email me, reach out to me on any podcast platform that you're currently listening to me on. And if you haven't already, please like, share, or subscribe. Don't get scammed by the medical industry, because a lot of times it's little things that you can change, and it all starts with a consultation with me to see that if I'm a good fit for you and if you're a good fit for me. Because I would never allow someone to invest into something that I don't think would work for them. So invest into your health, into your wellness the right way. And that's my message for you guys. See you soon.